Brother Abby. Brother Abby and family have a great conflict to get the love of the world out of their hearts. The cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches are choking out the precious graces, until the heart is almost destitute of them. There is a cold, unfeeling spirit for the needy and unfortunate. But the time will come when Brother and Sister Abby will experience the fulfillment of these scriptures. That which ye sow, ye shall also reap, and that which ye mete to others shall be meted to you again. Take care. Watch. Every member of the family, watch. The course you pursue toward others, watch. Yes, watch your feelings, your words, your actions. Your motives and acts are to bear the test of the judgment. Brother and Sister Abby, you are deceived in yourselves. You love this world, and you devote very little time to the service of God. It is all hurry, drive, work, work, confusion, disorder, and distraction. Such a condition of things is unfavorable to a growth in grace and spirituality. You are laying up treasure upon the earth, and your hearts are on your treasure. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. The influence prevailing is not good and saving upon hired girls or men in your employ. The anxiety to obtain the greatest amount of work that it is possible to get done prevails, and the spiritual interest is made a secondary thing. But little time is allowed for meditation and prayer. Sister Hall has drank in of this same worldly spirit, a desire to save, economize, work, work, and the spiritual and eternal is neglected, and the interest is swallowed up in worldly things. There is great spiritual darkness upon them all, and they are in a deception. They have a work to do to rid themselves of the love of the world and the selfishness which has increased upon them, and to be converted anew. Unless this change does take place, they will certainly fail of everlasting life. God has entrusted you with means, and is proving and testing you to see what use you will make of His money, whether you will render to God that which belongs to Him, or retain the means He has entrusted you with to serve yourselves. God calls for you to sacrifice an offering unto Him. You are above the simplicity of the work. You should be earnestly seeking for purity and true holiness. The work of righteousness is peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance in God. Now is probation granted you to prepare for the society of pure angels in glory. When you possess the internal transformation, a light will emanate from you to others, and its precious rays will prove a savor of life unto life. Watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation.